What are some common trees that grow around here?
Cedar. Formosa.
What was that last one?
Formosa.
Okay.
And cedar.
Yeah.
And oak.
Uh-huh.
And pecan.
Yeah.
Willow. And
what else?
Hackleberry.
Yeah.
I guess that's all I know.
I'm trying to see one. What do you call that kind of tree that has, what has kind of gray and white scaly looking bark, and the bark seems like it's always peeling off?
There's one down there in that branch.
It has little balls that hang on it like this.
It's called I don't know, it's that one back down there, I can't think of.
Yeah, it looks like cottonwood, but it's not.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, cottonwood.
Well, this looks like a cottonwood tree, but it's, in fact, it may be in the same family or something, but it's not. It doesn't produce that cottony stuff. But instead, it has these little balls.
Yeah.
And when the balls fall off in the fall,
yeah, it flies
they split, everywhere. And yeah, it makes a big mess.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've seen.
Well, have you ever heard it called a buttonwood tree, or buttonball tree,
no.
Or a sycamore? Or
sycamore, yeah.
Okay. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Was it his oak tree?
No.
Cherry tree.
Yeah, okay. What do you call a kind of bush? It grows wild out here out along the road and kind of by fences. And it turns, the leaves turn bright red early in the fall. And it has kind of reddish brown berries that grow in a thing about this long and kind of shaped like this. And.
Oh, plum? No, that's all.
People used to use it to tan leather, and sometimes they'd take those berries and boil them and make tea.
Think.
Sometimes it's poisonous.
Oh.
Like if you brush up against it.
Ivory, poison ivory? That's not. I don't know.
Well, while we're talking about poisonous ones, there's poison ivy, and is there anything else that's poisonous?
Oh. A vegetable if you don't cook it right.
Yeah. How many leaves does poison ivy have on a stem? Do you know?
I don't know. I've seen because there used to be some right there. That boy used to get into it every year, but you usually have about two. It's really a real long limb branch that goes up in a tree.
Oh,
yeah. Scattered branches. So I don't know.
Kind of like a vine.
Mm-hmm,
or something?
Mostly a vine portion
uh-huh,
of it.
Back to the thing that turns red in the fall. You know, it has the berries and stuff. Have you ever heard it called sumac or shumac or shoemake or sumac?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What are some berries that you might get at the store?
Blackberry, dewberry, mulberry, and strawberry.
What was the second one? Blackberry and?
Mulberry.
And?
Dewberry and strawberry.
What was that one?
Oh, the dewberry's right there.
Dewberry? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay.
But blackberry, blueberry, and strawberry.
Yeah. There's one that looks like a blackberry, but it's red. What's that?
Is it a dewberry? Let me see.
It's a
raspberry.
Okay. You might say to somebody, be careful about those berries, they might be
poison.
Okay, what would you say?
Poison.
Okay.